You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bowel Cancer NZ has called the changes to screening a step backwards for health equity. Māori face 50% and Pacific peoples 63% higher death rates from the disease once diagnosed. Māori in particular are diagnosed with bowel cancer an average of 10 years earlier than the general population. The organisation says a standard screening age does not adequately address the increased risk that Māori and Pacifica communities face. Just 1 week earlier, Bowel Cancer New Zealand presented proposals to the Health Minister detailing how parity with Australia, which screens from age 45, could be fully achieved. The proposals also outlined how to ensure equitable screening access for Māori and Pacific communities who face bowel cancer risk a decade earlier. On Friday, producer Evie spoke to Bowel Cancer NZ Chief Executive Peter Huskinson about the changes to screening and what impacts it will have on patients.
So the main concerns with these changes are how they're going to affect these Māori and Pacifica communities. How does Bowel Cancer New Zealand feel about this?
Sure, whether there are two concerns. One is exactly as you've said, that this change, obviously it provides access to 120,000 Kiwis age 58-59, but it actually takes away the opportunity for protection for 100,000 Māori and Pacifica who were set to gain access from age 50 under the previous plan. So that's the first problem. But the second problem is really that the scale of what the government is doing, swapping out one group for another, is missing the bigger issue, which is that actually, 500 days ago, Chris Luxon pledged that if he was elected, he'd match Australia's bowel screening age. And that would say that would protect more than a million Kiwis. So the question of which 100,000 people do you want to protect is one thing. But the other point is that there are 900,000 more people who need that protection. So what we're actually calling on the government to do is just respond to some proposals that we put to the health minister last week, which would find a way to actually get parity with the screening age in Australia, just as the Prime Minister pledged, and also retain the 10-year earlier access for Māori and Pacific, because that's the only way really to give them equal protection and equal benefit from the screening program because of the fact that they develop cancer that bit earlier.
Could you expand a little bit about what was in those proposals? How could the government make this work as soon as possible?
Sure. So it is a significant expansion in the screening program, but there are some other changes that are happening that Health New Zealand is just about to roll out. Some changes for people who have symptoms of bowel cancer at the moment. They just go to their GP and the only test really available for them is a colonoscopy. And there are some changes just being worked on by Health New Zealand at the moment, which will mean that those people will get access to a simple at-home test called a FIT test. And that will free up more colonoscopy slots that are needed to fully expand the program in the way that we described. So that's the basis really on which we're trying to have the conversation with the government to say, it's time for a more ambitious plan. It's time to do what the Prime Minister actually pledged he would do and said was a day one priority, which is achieve that parity. We've done it before in New Zealand. We rolled out a 15-year screening program for age 60 to 74. It took us about 5 years to do it. It would be about the same again to fully extend and match Australia. But it's vital because we're seeing 10 people die avoidably every week from bowel cancer, and so it's a really, really big challenge. And the 2 year extension is every little helps, you might say, but it's dwarfed by the scale of the avoidable loss of life that's happening at the moment. So we have to take action that's commensurate with the challenge that we're trying to solve.
These changes have been called institutionalised racism by some. What are your thoughts on this?
Look, I think that it's a very deceptively simple thing to say we'll just give everyone the same. But actually, if people develop cancer at different ages, then the only equitable thing to do is to screen based on risk rather than a standard one-size-fits-all age. I'm just at the Cancer Research Conference in Christchurch at the moment, and one of our medical advisors, Dr. Sue Krengel, presented the evidence about this, and it was the first time in the conference that there was a round of applause right from across all the researchers across the floor, because they see and they understand that the evidence for this is really clear. You wouldn't, if you had three children of different ages, you wouldn't buy them all the same size shoes. It's exactly the same with bowel screening. We need to screen based on risk, not just with a blanket age for everybody, if there's evidence that people are developing the cancer at different times. So what we want is every community to benefit, And that's really a hallmark of the proposals that we're wanting to engage the government in further.
As you mentioned before, Luxon promised in the national election campaign to drop the screening age to 45, like Australia. Instead, they've only dropped it by 2 years. Now there's been lots of words of broken promises thrown around. Does Bowel Cancer New Zealand also view this as a broken promise as such?
What we view it as is, you know, it's a promise that is 90% unmet with the changes, that you, with the step forward today. What we're keen to do is support the government in fulfilling that pledge 100%. So the key thing is time is running out, because ultimately the government's got a 3-year term, and this was a promise that was made before the election that said if he was elected and became prime minister, this would be a day one priority. So we're aware that time is running out. You know, there is no time to waste, and we really want to do that. We think that, you know, policymakers and politicians make promises with good intent all the time, but this is really such a no-brainer that will actually save so many lives. And ultimately, it's cost-saving. It's not costly, because every time we screen for bowel cancer, we're using a $30 test that, you know, can prevent an $85,000 cancer, as well as, of course, meaning that someone's life is likely, you know, many people, it will be a life-saving test as well. So the value of life, even the value of life aside, is a purely financial reason that, you know, to alleviate the burden on the health system from the high number of late-stage bowel cancers that present, this is a really smart change, and it's the smartest way for the government to use the money that it has.
And just to put all of this in perspective for our listeners, how big of an issue is bowel cancer in Aotearoa at the moment?
Well, put it this way, cancer is the biggest cause of death in New Zealand. About one-third of all deaths are from cancer. Bowel cancer is the second deadliest cancer. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, around 3,500 people are diagnosed with bowel cancer every year. More than 1,200 people die of bowel cancer every year. So it's absolutely huge. You know, it's about four times the size of the road death toll, to put that into perspective. But I think the frustration is that this is an incredibly preventable and treatable disease, and this is a proven way to bring down the death toll. You know, screened populations have about a 22% lower death rate as a result of being screened. So we're so keen to find a way through this, and we really want to. We are meeting with senior officials in Health New Zealand in the next couple of weeks, and we're really keen to follow that through so that we can find a solution, because I think, you know, Minister Brown said this was like a first step. What we're keen to do is inject a sense of urgency that, you know, we want to go further and faster so that we save as many lives as possible. Because every week that goes by, more people are missing that opportunity to have their cancer prevented.
That was Bowel Cancer NZ's Chief Executive Peter Huskinson on the changes to bowel cancer screening.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.